Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Far Out Wisdom podcast. And this is take 30 freaking two. I don't know what's going on in this world right now, this society. I've been trying to record myself this episode about 32 times. And every time that I try to do it, my son interrupts me. My neighbor interrupts me. So it's just, I don't know what's going on. And at the moment, I'm having really bad allergies. And so every time I start recording something, I start coughing right in the middle of it. And I have to redo it again. Of course, I could pause it. But I don't know why it's doing this. So I'm going to take a deep breath. And I suggest you guys listening to this, do the same. And remember to, you know, take a deep breath. And if you guys didn't hear it right now, I wheezed a little bit. Because of the fact that my COPD, if you guys don't know what that is your lungs is inflamed. So, let alone the pollution, let alone the coronavirus is going about, allergies, everybody is just sick at the moment. So, I'm going to be going to the doctors to get my lungs checked. And I'm going to get, my asthma inhaler up to date. So, my health has not been really well. And let alone my anxiety is through the roof. And so I have been, cutting my time on social media and everything like that. So it really helps. And I have been keeping my stress level down below. And I remember when I told my mom that I was diagnosed with asthma, she was like, you have to rest your lungs. You have to exercise your lungs. And it makes sense. And I'm going to start doing that. I'm going to start doing yoga, deep breathing exercise, because I don't believe in not exercising my lungs. So, and I'm really blessed that I have a job that helps me do that as well. So, but at the moment, it's really bad. My anxiety's through the roof. So my breathing is really shallow. It's making it very difficult to record and keep my mind straight because my oxygen, it's restricted at the moment. So anyways, before I begin this conversation on social media, and mental illness, remember to like, share, and comment. You guys could support the Far Out Wisdom podcast via PayPal or Venmo, or become a $5 Patreon, because any donation that you guys give, I'm able to do this full time, or you guys are just going to see me post every other week or so, because I just don't have, time, because I do work a full-time job as well. So anyways, share, comment down below and tell me about your mental state. How are you feeling today? I hope everybody's doing really well. How are you doing today? How are you feeling today? Pause this video. Pause this podcast. Talk out loud and tell me, Boone, I'm feeling good today, or Boone, I'm feeling sad today. Because when you're able to express yourself, you feel a lot better. But at the same time, I think a lot of people are making the mistake of posting what they feel online, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with having a conversation online with other people that you meet all around the globe. And I think with everything that's going on at the moment, everybody wants that connection. But you're not going to get that connection social media. I have been on social media for about a decade now. I removed Twitter in 2015, and I don't regret it one bit. Because from my understanding, it has become a fucking cesspool of politics and everybody's going after one another. And it's just ridiculous. I really don't want to get involved in that lifestyle. So anyways, I made my Facebook account 10 years ago. And I would say that it has done nothing for me. And I know that sounds really fucking awful, but it has done nothing for me. And I will be using social media less and less. And it's going to be something that's going to be very difficult because the fact that it's a program that was instilled in my operating system called my brain. And even the people, Facebook, they know that the tool that they have created is destroying our society. So I'm going to play a video for you. And it's a former CEO of Facebook that talks about the toxicity of social media. Okay.
I want to bring us back to the point that you were making about exploiting consumer behavior in a consumer internet business. You said that this is a time for soul searching in social media businesses, and you were part of building the largest one What soul searching are you doing right now on that?
I feel tremendous guilt. I think we all knew in the back of our minds, even though we feigned this whole line of like there probably aren't any really bad unintended consequences. I think in the back, deep recesses of our minds, we kind of knew something bad could happen. But I think the way we defined it was not like this. It literally is a point now where I think we have created tools that are ripping apart the social fabric of how society works. That is truly where we are. And I would encourage all of you as the future leaders of the world to really internalize how important this is. If you feed the beast, that beast will destroy you. If you push back on it, we have a chance to control it and rein it in. And it is a point in time where people need to hard break from some of these tools and the things that you rely on. The short-term dopamine-driven feedback loops that we have created are destroying how society works. No civil discourse, no cooperation, misinformation, mistruth. And it's not an American problem. This is not about Russian ads. This is a global problem. So we are in a really bad state of affairs right now, in my opinion. It is eroding the core foundations of how people behave by and between each other. And I don't have a good solution. You know, my solution is I just don't use these tools anymore. I haven't for years. It's created huge tension with my friends, huge tensions in my social circles. If you look at like, you know, my Facebook feed, I've posted maybe 2 times in 7 years. 3 times, 5 times, it's less than 10. And it's weird, I guess I kind of just innately didn't want to get programmed. And so I just tuned it out, but I didn't confront it. And now to see what's happening, it really bums me out. Like think about, like there were these examples where there was a hoax in WhatsApp where in some like village in India, people were like afraid that their kids were gonna get kidnapped, etc. And then there were these lynchings that happened as a result where people were like vigilante running around, they think they found the person and they, I mean, seriously? Like that's what we're dealing with. You know, imagine like when you take that to the extreme where, you know, bad actors can now manipulate large swaths of people to do anything you want. It's just it's a really, really bad state of affairs. And we compound the problem, right? We curate our lives around this perceived sense of perfection because we get rewarded in these short-term signals, hearts, likes, thumbs up, and we conflate that with value and we conflate it with truth. And instead, what it really is fake, brittle popularity that's short-term and that leaves you even more, and admit it, vacant and empty before you did it. Because then it forces you into this vicious cycle where you're like, what's the next thing I need to do now? Because I need it back. Think about that compounded by 2 billion people. And then think about how people react then to the perceptions of others. It's really, really bad.
It sounds like you're taking deep personal responsibility also in being a part of it.
I did a great job there, and I think that business overwhelmingly does positive good in the world. Where I have decided to spend my time is to take the capital that they rewarded me with and now focus on the structural changes that I can control. I can't control that. I can control my decisions, which is I don't use this shit. I can control my kids' decisions, which is they're not allowed to use this shit. And then I can go focus on diabetes and education and climate change. That's what I can do. But everybody else has to soul search a little bit more about what you're willing to do, because your behaviors, you don't realize it, but you are being programmed. It was unintentional. But now you got to decide how much you're willing to give up, how much of your intellectual independence. And don't think, oh yeah, not me, I'm fucking genius, I'm at Stanford. You're probably the most likely to fucking fall for it. Because you were fucking checkboxing your whole goddamn life. No offense, guys.
None taken.
Slow and steady against hard problems. Start by turning off your social apps and giving your brain a break. Because then you will at least be a little bit more motivated to not be motivated by what everybody else fucking thinks about. Do you know what I'm saying? It's hard. Think about how all this stuff plays together. How does trying to get, you know, posting your fucking waffles online relate to me starting a business and accumulating capital? This is wiring your brain for super fast feedback. It's the same brain you're using to build a company. Don't think they're not the same. Do you know what I'm saying? No? Yes? No? Yes! Yes, right? You have one brain. So you're training your brain here, whether you think it or not, whether you know it or not, whether you acknowledge it or not. Acknowledge that these things where you're spending hours a day are rewiring your psychology and physiology in a way that now you have to use to go and figure out how to be productive in the commercial world. So if you don't change this, you are going to get the same behaviors over here. Change this. There's a reason why Steve Jobs was like anti-social media. I am telling you, I'm not on these fucking apps. I'm not him by any stretch of the imagination. But I am proactively trying to rewire my brain chemistry to not be short-term focused. I'm telling you, they're linked.
All right. So that was his... He was a former Facebook CEO. And as you guys can see, I mean, our brain, it's programmed for short-term feeds and dopamine rush. And it's making us really more irritated. It's making us more addicted. And it's pretty much storing the fabrication of human interaction. So I'm going to read a little bit of an article that I found, and it talks about social media and mental health. And it says, while many of us enjoyed staying connected on social media, excessive use can fuel feelings of anxiety, depression, isolation, and FOMO. I don't know what that is. Here's how to modify your habits and improve your mood. So, human beings are creatures. We need the companionship of others to thrive in life. And the strength of our connections has a huge impact on our mental health and happiness. Being socially connected to others can ease stress, anxiety, and depression, boost self-worth, provide comfort and joy, prevent loneliness, and even add years to your life. On the flip side, lacking strong social connection can pose a serious risk to your mental and emotional health. In today's world, many of us rely on social media platforms such as Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, YouTube, and Instagram to find and connect with each other. While each has its benefits, it's important to remember that social media can never be a replacement for real-world human connection. That's what I said. It requires in-person contact with others to trigger the hormones that alleviate stress and make you feel happier, healthier, and more positive. Ironically, for a technology that's designed to bring people closer together, spending too much time engaging with social media can actually make you feel more lonely and isolated and exacerbate mental health problems such as anxiety and depression. If you're spending an excessive amount of time on social media and feelings of sadness, dissatisfaction, frustration, or loneliness are impacting your life, it may be time to re-examine your online habits and find a healthier balance. So, it connects you with a graph and you guys can't see it. And it talks about like the damage that social media has done for you. And like, I have a 5-year-old little boy and he uses YouTube to watch his autism videos that he likes. And I'm thinking, okay, how can I limit my son from watching this garbage? Not the autism videos, but I'm talking about like YouTube. He's not going to be on Facebook or anything like that. And I tried to kind of remove him out of my Facebook feed because I really don't want anybody to know who he is. It's not the fact that I'm ashamed of my son. It's that I don't want the world to see my son, if that makes sense. I want the privacy. And on Facebook and stuff, you don't get that privacy. You don't get that, you know, the safety net of the world from seeing who you are. And on my podcast, you guys understand me a lot better on my podcast because you actually hear me talk. But on Facebook, you just see me type, and that's pretty much what it is. So it's really, you know, the amount of misinformation that we consume every single day. And it's not, don't be like, oh, it's Trump's fault. Oh, no, it's everybody's fault. The moment that we come to that conclusion, we will figure the fuck out what we can do to fix this issue. Okay, because it's a silent pandemic, because everybody's like, you know, oh, it's okay to be on Facebook. It's okay to do all that. But I noticed that I have been neglecting myself and my health, if you guys hear me earlier, because of the amount of time that I spent on Facebook. And I pretty much put my foot down and I said, I'm not going to fucking do this anymore, because it doesn't solve anything. And just like Shampath said, you know, what's the point of posting? How is posting a fucking waffle, a picture of your food, is going to solve world issues? How the fuck is going to solve poverty? How is it going to solve any of that? And this makes me angry when I think about the people that post a black box for Black Lives Matter. What the fuck that's going to do? Seriously, what is that going to do? It's going to solve nothing. Because from my understanding and from watching the news, and this is another fucking garbage that we consume every single day and that we should be careful for, there's still a lot of shootings that happens in Chicago, because Chicago is the main area where it's black on black crime. How the fuck is turning yourself into a black box is going to solve that issue? That's pretty much what makes me mad, because it's just like, it's for that dopamine rush, and it's really just making everything really worse. So I want to share you guys a story that happened on July 4th, 2018, I believe. No, 2017. Yes. So I had a Facebook group, a social anxiety group that I used to cater to. And it was July 4th. And I was home alone because we had dogs. And so, you know, Jeremy was out shooting fireworks. I don't know if you guys know this. His mom, it was a firework technician. And so they were out in Cambria, California, shooting fireworks. And then my sister took my son to blow up some fireworks over at her place. And so I was home alone taking care of the dogs. And I was on social media, luckily. And this particular individual contacted me. And I don't know the guy. And he said, I'm feeling suicidal because I don't have my family near me. I don't have anybody. I'm going to blow my fucking brains out. So I immediately sent a message and I immediately called him. And we just had a conversation for about 4 hours. And you guys, he was ready to kill himself, because I can hear him kind of taking a gun. And you can tell he was like reloading and loading it. So taking out the bullets, putting it back in. And, you know, I guess, I don't know what it is, I'm not a gun person, and kind of like playing with it. He said, I'm going to blow my fucking brains out because I'm so tired of life. I'm so tired of being on social media and everybody's normal and not me. And I ask him, and like I said, I'm trying to have a conversation with him to kind of keep his mind off of trying to commit suicide. And he said, I'm autistic. So everything, it's very complicated for me when it comes to social stuff, and I don't understand social media. And so if you guys, you know, have to get it, you know, people with autism has a very hard time understanding emotions. Okay. And he goes, I don't get the world. I don't get what's going on. I don't understand why people are angry with me and things like that. I just want to like fucking end it all. And he spoke really well. He's a smart kid. I mean, a smart man. And you could just tell that he had speech problems. And so, like I said, I didn't know the guy. I barely met him in my group. And so we had a conversation about 4 hours, and I asked, you know, what do you like to do? What do you, you know, to keep his mind off of things. And the entire time my heart was like beating out of my fucking chest, because I was like, you know, what if he blows his brains out? And I feel like I'm responsible for it, because I didn't keep him on the line enough, you know? And so he didn't. Thank God. And so the person that walked in was his aunt, and his aunt was like, you know, who you have a conversation with? And why do you are playing with my fucking gun? Oh my God, are you okay? And so she got on the phone and she goes, thank you so much. He was crying, having a conversation with you, and he feels a lot better. He's been kind of, you know, in and out of his mood because of the fact that, you know, he feels abandoned by his parents. So this guy's about the same age as me. I was 29 that time. And he was a little bit older. He was like 31 years old. And he goes, I'm his aunt. I took him in. His parents didn't want him. And so, you know, when you think about that, you know, I'm getting kind of like teary-eyed just talking about it because, you know, the embodiment, the feeling of not being welcomed by your tribe. You guys know what I mean? And social media is a kind of a facade, a lie that makes you feel like you're connected to people. But really, posting a picture of your food or, you know, having a conversation or fighting a line on discussion boards is not going to solve anything for you. It's just going to leave you more empty than you were before. And so I think it added to his, you know, the guy that almost killed himself. And it's almost the anniversary of it. It's going to be July 4th this Saturday. And, you know, when I think about it, it really gets to me, you know, like how much of a society that we have degraded ourselves and not think about other people. And I think, you know, the tools that was created, you know, social media, it was supposed to be, I guess, their intention. And just like, you know, Chip Pam Path said, he knew in the back of his mind, but he didn't expect it to be this bad. So it hurts to see how people treat each other online and the things that they say to one another. And you really don't expect that from them in the real world. And I feel like, you know, if I could just like close my eyes and think for a second about the sensation that I'm feeling, is just like, it's just everybody's not trusting each other at the moment in our world. And we need each other. We need our family. And being on, you know, Facebook and yelling, you know, things and, you know, Trump 2020 or fuck Bernie Sanders and things like that, it's not going to solve anything. It's not going to solve poverty. It's not going to solve our issue of why people are committing suicide. It's not going to solve our issue of why certain people are not succeeding as they should be. It's not going to solve our mental health issues. It's not going to do anything like that. Get the fuck off social media and actually do something about it. Be about it. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get off social media and I'm going to be about it. I'm going to try my best to use my podcast, my voice, as a way to help other people. And so this is why, you know, when I go online and I see people who proclaim that they're fighting for social justice, they're not really doing anything. They're just going to like, just for the dopamine rush of the likes, hearts and shit. It's not solving anything. And I've been trying to find a philosophy to, you know, understand what's going on with the world, to try to make myself a better person for you, for us, for the world, for society, because ever since I was a little kid, and I'm a 90s kid, I'm seeing the same fucking shit that I see as a kid. Nothing is being done. I'm still seeing black on black crime. I'm still seeing poverty. I'm still seeing the people that's supposed to be fighting for social justice not doing anything but just being online just for the likes and clicks. It's not going to do anything, guys. It's not. And so I think about, what can I do to make myself a better person and give back to the world? And just like I said, we're living in an age of an egotistical time. The narcissism, the fucking audacity of some people, the way they treat people. And I know Jenner's going to be mad at me for saying this, but Jenner, I love you. You're listening to this. So Jenner and I were really good friends, and he came to me the other night and we were talking about, we were just opening up. And as you guys know, Jenner is a good friend of mine. What a great guy. If you guys have a chance, please go to the My Way podcast, and I'm going to link it down below. And the awesome conversation that we have together. But we have a mutual, I guess, not friend, but a person that we know just came out of nowhere. The fucking blue. And had the audacity to ask him to do something for him after their disagreement that they had. Like, who does that shit? You know what I mean? A selfish person. That's what it is. A narcissistic, arrogant, pernicious person that's going to do something like that. And it's for the likes. You know what I mean? It's fundamentally, deep down, fucking inside, it's just for his ego that he's going to feed. And he didn't think about generous feeling. And this is what's happening all around the world. People are just treating each other like shit. Like, I think about myself and how I treat people. And I'm like, what can I do to be a better person? What can I do to make everything good in our society and make it a better place as much as I can. And so I came across this philosophy. It's called effective altruism. The main person that's into play at the moment is Peter Singer. I'm going to read it from you from the Wikipedia page, and I should really read it from their main page. So the thing that I think about, and I just really hope that, you know, this philosophy take root. So effective altruism is changing the way we do good. Effective altruism is about answering one simple question. How can we use our resources to help others the most? Rather than just doing what feels right, we use evidence and careful analysis to find the very best causes to work with. But it's no use answering the question unless you act on it. Effective altruism is about following through. It's about being generous with your time and your money to do the most good you can. And it's like you think about, you know, the stuff of using evidence and your resources to do good for other people. And a lot of people is like, you know, that's socialist. That's not fucking socialist. This is a philosophy that teaches you to be a good fucking person. This is what I was taught. And I'm so grateful that I was raised Buddhist, because it made me think about my actions and how it's going to affect other people, like the consequences of my actions. And you have to think about that, guys. And this particular friend that went up to Jenner out of the fucking blue and just asked for this advice and say, hey, you know, I want you to do something for my podcast. You know, like, do you not think how that would make Jenner feel? And this is where effective altruism comes into play. And you got to think about your time and your resources and stuff to help other people. Because apparently this particular person is not helping anybody. He hasn't helped me, you know, and I have done and donated to his work, but he hasn't done anything for me besides make like one appearance. And that's pretty much it. And it's really like, I just can't believe the way people like treat other people. But I'm going to read the introduction, which is in detail. And it says, most of us want to make a difference. We see suffering, injustice, and death, and are moved to do something about them. But working out what that something is, let alone actually doing it, can be a difficult and disheartening challenge. Effective altruism is a response to this challenge. It's a research field which uses high quality evidence and careful reasoning to work out how to help others as much as possible. Is also a community of people taking these answers seriously by focusing their effort on the most promising solution to the world's most pressing problems. An outstanding opportunity to do good. History contains many examples of people who have a huge positive impact on the world. Norma Borlaug conducted research into disease-resistant wheat, helping to bring about the Green Revolution. He has been credited with saving hundreds of millions of lives. I can't pronounce his name. Stanislav Petrov may have prevented all our nuclear war simply by staying calm under pressure and being willing to disobey order. Grace Elderly, Pearl Kendrick, and Loni Gordon worked through the Great Depression to develop a vaccine that has since prevented millions of deaths from whooping cough. Irina Sendler and Paul Rusin-Bagina risked their own lives to save thousands of people from genocidal regime. These people might seem like unrelatable heroes who were enormously brave or skilled or just happened to be in the right place at the right time. But many ordinary people can also have a tremendous positive impact on the world if they choose wisely. So I'm gonna link their website down below, and it's like it talks about donating your income and stuff like that. And to be honest with you, I would rather donate my income and knowing that it's going to be to fight malaria, for example. I would rather do that than pay my fucking taxes and stuff that's not going to go anywhere where it's supposed to go, because I'm tired and sick and tired to corruption, guys. I'm so sick and tired of it, because all our tax dollars that we spend that should be used on health cares and stuff like that, it's not going to where it's supposed to be. It's building out these fucking corruption, these corporations and stuff like that. And I'm talking about Facebook. I'm talking about Twitter. I'm talking about Reddit. I'm talking about these big social media corporations too that get bailed out and stuff like that. I'm fucking sick of it, guys. I'm tired of the corruption. I'm tired of Americans suffering. I'm tired of our society suffering because we still have poverty and stuff like that around the world. But the 21st fucking century, we still have these problems. Why? It's because of fucking incompetence, guys. incompetence, and I'm getting a little bit fiery up talking about this stuff because it makes me really angry when I see people that say they're going to do something for society and they're not doing it. That's what makes me angry. And this is to my, sorry, I just kicked something. This is to myself too. And I really want to think about myself and my world that I'm in at the moment and how I can help. And I'm paying my taxes just like everybody else. It's not really doing anything because the money it's using for these corrupted politicians. And I'm talking about Democrats. I'm talking about Republicans. I'm talking about these old ass rich people, these politicians that we believe that's going to fight for social justice for us. They're not doing anything. Stop voting these people in. Kick fucking Nancy Pelosi out. Kick Mitch McConnell out. I'm so tired of it. It's the same thing that we're hearing over and over again. It's not really doing anything. It's not solving anything because of these corruption. These corrupt politicians. Stop voting them in. Drop your team. Drop your tribalism. And actually vote for somebody. Or actually just go out in the world and demand something gets done. Don't just pick your teams or anything like that. Let's work together. Drop your fucking politics and actually work with me and with these, with this organization, stuff like that, to kind of push competence back into play. Because we're rewarding incompetence, guys. You know, during the Obama administration, this is what made me did not like Obama, because he bailed out these big banks. What the fuck? And it was really capitalism. All these banks and stuff will fucking fail. But they didn't, because they had the government to back them up. They had the government to kind of lift them up. While small businesses and stuff like that, regular human beings that actually work for our society, gets kicked out of their home. And they lost their home to the banks. That's what I'm talking about. Using the resources that we paid in. Okay. That we pay in with our taxes. You know, leading to up to this. And if you guys think about it, it all relates to each other. Social media is making our society worse. The suicide rate is going up. Corporations is making everything worse. And they're manipulating our psychology, guys. They're manipulating the way that we think, the way that we talk, the way that we act. And it's time to say, fucking enough. It's enough. We're done. And this is why I made my podcast too. So I can have the ordinary people, the people at the bottom, to have a conversation with one another and try to like figure something out. That's why I made the Far Out Wisdom podcast. So the far out people can have a conversation with one another and try to feel that connection that social media is lying to us, forcing us to consume all this information, manipulating our psychology and stuff like that to make us the way that we are. We're nasty to each other. We're gross online. We say things that we wouldn't normally say in real life. It's disgusting. And they know this. And, you know, I don't know the solution. I don't know how to solve it. I don't know what to do. But I'm looking at this philosophy that was made to make, you know, these smart individuals, very smart, coming together from different backgrounds to help each other. And provide the necessary resources that we can to help one another, to give our ideas and stuff like that to the world to make it a better place. That's being selfless, not selfish. And that's the thing that I believe it's going to be the beginning, the gateway, or the impact that it's necessary to happen, because everybody's just thinking about themselves. And I'm like that too, guys. And I want to stop. I don't want to be this person anymore. And it's not too late for the metamorphosis process of enlightenment and selflessness. It's not too late for me. And it's not going to be too late for you. And I really hope that it does something, and that this conversation that I'm having with you guys, or what, you know, that you guys understand where I'm coming from. And of course, I'm feisty. I get fired up just like everybody else. Okay. I'm a regular person just like you, but I have a big heart, and my heart is a heart for passion. And this is what my mom was talking about. She goes, you know, I'm surprised that you never got into politics. And I said, why you said that, Mom? And she goes, you're fucking fire. You have a fire in your heart. Make sure don't use it the wrong way. And of course, I have anger issues. Just, you know. And that anger, it's that inner dragon bitch wanting to come out every time somebody says something stupid to me online. You know? And I don't want to be that person anymore. I want to be a better person. I want to just kick rocks of the people that don't even belong in my world. You know what I mean? That's the society that I want to live in. That's where I want to be. I don't want to be this person who's angry online. Just like, fuck Trump. Da, da, da. I don't want to be that person. And you know, it makes me think about the Stoics as well. You know, Marcus Aurelius is, you know, he had a lot of people trying to like dethrone him, trying to assassinate him, trying to like remove him from power. And that guy did not give a shit. He was like, I'm going to do what I can do. I can control what I can't control. I can't do anything with how other people feel, but I'm in my bubble and I'm going to do what I'm going to do. And Shapath did, you know, in the former Facebook CEO, he said that there's nothing I can do. But the only thing that I can do is control what I can't control around my circle. That's a Stoic teaching, you know, and effective altruism, you know, thinking about, you know, liberalism and stuff like that to add to it. And of course, you know, liberalism, they have, you know, the idea of the individual. And some people can make the argument that individualism led to narcissism. So it's a debate that's still ongoing and that has people like me and others who are just like fucking sick of it. It doesn't matter about your political tribe, guys. And like I said, drop the fucking politics. Drop the politics. If you really want to see the world work, remember to work with your fellow man and woman. Work with one another and try to figure out what's going on with this world and how can we use our resources and our energy and our ideas what we can. And I have a passion. I have fiery flame. I have that tiger mom energy, guys. And it's something that that my mom had. And I'm grateful that I have that energy too. And sometimes I don't even know how to use it, guys. You know? That Leo dragon, you know, in me comes out and that I'm very protective, but I'm very aggressive. And, you know, that's why I got into podcasting, because I could be that fiery dragon mommy bitch and get away with it. But, you know, when you guys donate, if you guys don't know this, when you guys donate or you guys provide me with money and stuff like that, I give it to my podcasting buddies who can't afford equipment. Did you guys know that? Anything you guys give, I give to my fellow podcasters and stuff like that. And I make sure that I keep a little bit to myself, but I always make sure that I help other people with the resources that I have, the energy and the time that I have, and help other people. Sometimes you get really fucking tired of it. Sometimes you do, because it feels like you're the only one that's doing this. But make sure, guys, to remember that I'm on your side too. I see you. I see you hustling for your family. I see you hustling to put, you know, food on the table and stuff like that. I see you trying to take care of other people, like your little offspring and stuff like that, and your friends. I see you. And I'm going to do everything that I can in my part and my resources and stuff to provide the wisdom and try to change and deprogram people to be stop being disgusting to each other. Because we haven't learned from our historical evidence of the way that we treat each other. We haven't learned, guys. And it's done. The world is done. The universe is starting to wake up. People are starting to wake up. People are getting exhausted of the whole programming that was in their operating system that they're subconsciously doing and did not consent to this programming. Well, you can make the argument that they consent by signing into Facebook, but enough. Stop using Facebook. Stop using Twitter. I'm not saying completely, but cut your time in half. Stop getting on, get off of it. And you know that the addiction is real is when you're always constantly checking on it. And every time you hear that ding or every time you hear that beep, beep, you check it right away. I don't do that anymore. I leave it. The people that's really important in my life has my number. They has my personal number. That's the message that I check right away. But in that, I keep a chill, calm, cool, collective kind of attitude now. I don't check it. I don't need to. You know, if you really, really want to get to me, if you really, really are dying or something like that, then yes. You guys don't have to have a conversation with everybody. You guys don't have to necessarily get along with everybody. But the resources and your energy and your ideas, share it with the world and do the best that you can. And I'm not forcing you to do it. Okay? I'm not telling you that every time you get like a podcast, somebody's donating to you, you know, you should right away just donate to other people because, you know, that's being a good person. No, I'm not telling you to do that. What I'm telling you is to think about the thing, your what the consequence of your compassion, and your kindness. You know what I mean? And I don't remember the lecture that Terrence McKenna was talking about. I think it was a lecture about the human, what it is to be human. And he said that, unfortunately, our current structure of our society is there's always going to be a underclass. And it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate that this is the case. And I don't know. I don't have the solution. I'm not an expert. I'm not a scholar. I'm just a regular person who just want to change the world. And slowly. And yeah, guys. I mean, social media is really bad for you. And especially somebody who, you know, if you have mental illness and stuff like that, make sure that you get offline and think about yourself. Because you can't help other people if you can't help yourself. As always, guys, stay far out. Bye.